A trip to the Langley Events Center proved to be just the tonic for the Delta Islanders to snap out of their early season slump in the BC Junior B Tier 1 Lacrosse League. Devin Virk scored 4 goals while Ryan Roberts had a 6-point night, including a pair of tallies, as the Islanders ended a 6-game losing streak with a dominating 16-5 win over the hometown Thunder on Tuesday night, May 23. The same two teams had met 3 nights earlier in Ladner, where Langley overcame a 5-0 first-period deficit to hand the hosts a 9-8 defeat. There would be no such comeback in the rematch, as Delta took a 5-3 lead into the first intermission and outscored the Thunder 11-2 the rest of the way, including 6 unanswered goals in the final 20 minutes. JJ Milne and Nico Med also enjoyed productive outings with a goal and 4 assists each. Turner Anderson added 4 points, including a pair of goals. Rylan Weisbrod scored twice, with singles to Zach Milne, Sebastian Miles, William Bacolos and Dryden Morrill. Caden Ward got the win in net with 34 saves. The Islanders, 2-6, return to action on Friday when the Port Coquitlam Saints visit at 8:30 p.m. Junior A Islanders. Meanwhile, a busy holiday weekend for the Delta Junior A Islanders saw them play 3 games in as many days, coming away with a 1-2 record. The hectic stretch started in Port Coquitlam on Friday, May 19, where the first-place Saints smothered Delta's attack in a 10-4 loss. The hosts broke this game wide open with 7 unanswered goals in the second period. Keegan Kozak had a pair for the Islanders, while Trace Rexie was excellent in net, making 53 saves as the Saints enjoyed a 63-46 advantage in the shot department. 24 hours later, the Islanders rebounded on their home floor with a 15-5 win over the Langley Thunder. Silas Richmond led the way with 5 goals. Kozak had 3 goals and 2 assists, while Ben McDonald and Connor Boma each had 2 goals and 4 assists. Callum Monroe scored twice and Jake Young rounded out the scoring. Noah DeBautista got the win in net. The Victoria Shamrocks then made a Sunday afternoon visit to Ladner and defeated the hosts 10-5. McDonald scored twice and sits second in league scoring with 33 points in 7 games. The Islanders, 2-5, are back in action Saturday night, May 27, when the Coquitlam Atanacs, 5-2, visit Ladner at 7 p.m.